First quarter numbers, the Bears had 139 total yards, the Lions 92, 128 through the air for Chicago, 63 for Detroit. Turnovers, one for the Lions. It resulted in 3 points. Brandy, you made the point during the break. In the last three games, the Lions have now given up 48 points off of turnovers. You can't win when you give up that many points off turnovers.
Throw that kind of number around, there's no chance.
Second and 12 for the Lions. They go empty. Stafford out of the gun. They scrimmage from their own 41. Matthew has it. Four-man rush. Looks left, throws left. Got it complete. Caught by Chappis. Across the 45. And Chappis to the 47-yard line. Picks up six on the play. And that'll set them up with a manageable third down and six now.
Chappis comes up limping. Looks like he blew a tire. Come over to the sideline. Tony Ortiz will check on his health.
All right, this second quarter brought to you by this Michigan-based company, Dunham Sports. Our big names bring you in. Our low prices bring you back. Lions 2 out of 4 on third down today, looking at a third and six from their own 47. Stafford's in the gun. Whistle. Did the Lions move up front?
Start.
Yes, they did.
Number 35, offense. 5-yard penalty, third down.
Not the kind of start you want if you're Joik Bell. You got a fumble and you just committed a penalty as well, and you take it from a third and six, which I mentioned was manageable, to third and 11, which becomes much harder to handle.
I was going to say the percentages are probably 20 to 30% lower in converting third and 11s from third and sixes. So, you know, the averages speak for themselves.
Third and 11 for the Lions now from their own 42. Bears show four down linemen with a blitz look. Stafford's got it. They send four. Stafford drifts back, throws once. Calvin knocked up in the air and incomplete. Calvin went up to try to make the catch to 35-yard line. In the midst of four Chicago Bears. And when that ball bounces up in the air, it's dangerous. Lucky for the Lions, it just kind of lands and goes incomplete.
No, that's a throw it looked like Calvin maybe should have had.
Hit him in the hands at the 35-yard line. Normally one you will see and make the catch on. Knew Nick Roach was coming, and Roach got a good hit on him. Harris with a punt. Hester back at the 9 with a flag down, and he's taken down as he gets to the 13-yard line. It's a 49-yard punt, 4-yard return. Pat Lee with good work on special teams for the Lions. But let's check on that flag. We will hear from Bill Levy here momentarily. We've got it marked at the 14 right now.
During the kick, unsportsmanlike conduct number 10 of the kicking game, going out of bounds and not attempting to come back in a reasonable amount of time. 15-yard penalty will be tacked on to the end of the run. First down, timeout.
Just can't do that. You take them from being backed up at the 14-yard line, you give them 15, and now they're in good field position at the 29. It's the little things that add up. Penalty called on Kasim Osgood. That does not help the Lions' cause as they trailed in this one 10-3 with 13:45 to go in the half. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, so everyone loves to talk about their truck's towing power. What no one ever talks about, though, is brain power. Well, guess what, pal? The Ford F-150 isn't just the toughest truck out there. It's a flipping genius, too. Hands down. Which means not only can it tow a boat the size of Rhode Island, but it can help you find your new favorite fishing spots and tell you the best way to get there. How? I'll tell you how. The new 2013 F-150 offers available voice-activated sync with My Ford Touch. With tons of commands at your mackerel-scented fingertips, you can stay connected all while towing pretty much anything you want. Hey, when you've got the smartest truck engineers in the world, it should come as no surprise you've got a truck with as much brains as brawn. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150. And hey, don't drive while distracted. Even with voice commands, only use phones and other devices when safe, pal. Some features may be locked out while the vehicle's in gear. And remember, the towing claim is for properly equipped pickups. Built Ford tough.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Let me tell you about Bernstein Advantage number 7, hustle and hard work. I love hustle and hard work. That's why this may be my favorite Bernstein Advantage. It's not enough to be smart about the law. You've got to bring it every day. And the Bernsteins do just that. They're relentless. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number 7, hustle and hard work. And get all the other Bernstein Advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM. Call Sam.
Today's second quarter Michigan-made business is ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale. Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network partners and our Michigan-based, Michigan-made clients.
First and 10 Bears, they scrimmage from their own 29. 13:45 to go in the half. They lead it 10-3. Khalil Bell in at running back. Cutler wants to throw. Got time in the pocket. Goes left side. Got a complete caught by Matt Spate. He's run out of bounds to the 35-yard line. Picks up 6 on the play. We'll go down to the sidelines, Tony Ortiz.
Dan and Jim, the injury update on tight end Sean Chappas. It is a left knee injury. His return at this point is questionable. He's working with the trainers right now, trying to get back into the game. Right now, however, guys, it doesn't look good.
All right, Tony, thank you. Second down and 4 coming up for the Bears. Devin Hester checks into the game. They scrimmage from their own 35. Cutler up under center. Khalil Bell remains the back. They turn. Fake to give him. End around goes to Hester. Hester cuts it up at the 35. Taken down from behind by Willie Young. Nice work defensively. He takes him down at the 38-yard line. After a gain of 3, it'll bring up 3rd and 1.
Yeah, that's a good job by Willie Young because he's playing that left defensive end. You got some contained responsibility out there. Also, a very good play by the safety. And that helps when you got a safety out there that doesn't let the outside be compromised. Pat Lee pushed him back inside, and that's what Willie Young was waiting.
Bears are 0-for-2 on 3rd down, looking at a 3rd and 1 from their own 38. Cutler gives Bell right sides, got the 1st down. Found a little hole in there across the 40 and out to the 43, close to the 44-yard line, where he's taken down by Justin Durant. That is a 6-yard gain.
Lions did a good job at the line of scrimmage, but give Bell some credit. When he gets the football, he bounces to the right and then just finds a little room, gets back up inside to get the 1st down.
Justin Durant's right there in the hole. Got to make that play. Turns into a 1st down, 1st and 10. Bears now from their own 44. They lead by 7. Bell gets the call again. This time he finds room over the left side, taken down by Delmas as he gets to the 49-yard line. Gain of 5 on the play.
This is
the 2nd and 5.
Dan, this is what, as a defense, the Lions can't let happen, is the Bears' running game to start bleeding yardage on them. Because when their Bears' running game bleeds yardage, you're going to bring in some extra bodies and try to fill in with the, at the inside the box. And that's when their run-action look becomes very dangerous.
They've got it at the 49, a yard shy of midfield, 2nd and 5. 11.5 to go first half. They lead 10-3. Cutler. Got the football, wants to throw, rolls to his right, stops, throws deep right side. It's up for grabs and incomplete. He was looking out there for Brandon Marshall. Marshall looked like he cut the route off. Man who had the best chance of catching the football was Don Carey, but he couldn't catch up to it. It goes incomplete. It'll bring up 3rd down and 5 now. But that time it did not look like Cutler and Marshall were on the same page.
No, and Chris Houston did a nice job too. He forced Marshall into a route that probably wasn't the one Cutler wanted. And also, good play by Willie Young getting the face of Cutler on that naked bootleg.
3rd and 5. Bears from their own 49. 3 receivers right, 1 left. Khalil Bell remains in there at running back to the left of Cutler, who's got it. Blitz comes. Cutler sets, throws. Caught in Lion territory, fighting for the extra yardage, and getting it is Ashlon Jeffrey. Nice play by the big receiver to pick up an extra yard or two. That got him past the chains, and it gives Chicago a 1st down.
6-3, 216. And again, just powerful enough that he's able to run through the tackle of Pat Lee and just reach out and get that 1st down. Can't let that happen.
That's just one-on-one. If Lee wins that battle, it's 4th down. Jeffrey wins it, it's 1st down, and the drive continues. Bears. Now 2 out of 2 on 3rd down on this drive.
Lions get one of their new defensive tackles in the game. Jimmy Stadler McQueen just off the practice squad.
1st and 10, play action fake. Cutler rolls to his right, being pressured by Averill. Slips that, throws it up for grabs in the end zone. And it goes incomplete, lands out of bounds at about the 5-yard line. Ashlon Jeffrey was down there. But that really was an uncatchable ball. Cutler, I think, that time felt the pressure and just had to get rid of it.
Well, Cliff Averill got to him, and Vanderbosch was right behind him. So Cutler had to get rid of the football. See, they're running that run-action look now? And then again, before their running game, had started to bleed some yardage, they were running pretty much straight dropbacks. Now they're running that run action look. Give the Lions credit. They're getting some pressure on Cutler even with those run looks.
Second down and 10, Bears from the Lion 46. They're up 10-3 here in the second quarter. Out of the gun, it's Cutler on the delay. He gives it to Bell. No play. Hang on a second.
Timeout, Chicago. Their second charge, timeout.
Like that timeout may have come from the bench because Cutler took the football and ran the play. I think the timeout came in from the sideline. Their second timeout of the first half. They have one remaining, so they'll talk it over. They're looking at a second down and 10 coming up. They lead it 10-3, 10-23 to go in the half. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Nothing tickles my fancy like beating the pants off the competition's deals.
In this corner, wearing the bright orange blazer and determined mustache, it's the pride of ABC Warehouse, the founder from Downriver, Gordy.
I like to think of the competition as frozen slabs of beef, and I'm a raging bull.
I love it when you mix your boxing movie metaphors.
I float like a price gun, sting like a markdown sticker.
He's a punch-drunk poet, and he's the only one who knows it.
I guess you could say I'm the undisputed heavyweight champ of deals.
Just call him Sugar Ray Gordy.
Actually, I prefer Sweet and Low Gordy.
Because on state-of-the-art electronics and appliances, his deals are sweet and his prices are low.
And I look great in pink.
TMI, Gordo. TMI.
The ABC Warehouse store-wide sale is going on now. Nothing held back. Right now, get a Hot Point by GE extra-large capacity washer with 8 wash cycles or electric dryer with auto-dry control for just $293 each. Or get an 18-cubic-foot GE refrigerator for $377. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
Just like the Lions, Flagstar is one tough competitor. And while there are a lot of rivals out there trying to prove they're from here and understand Michiganders, we know the truth. You can't fake local. Flagstar is Michigan at its core. In fact, they're the largest bank headquartered in the state. Visit flagstar.com to learn more or look for a branch on your next drive home. You'll probably see two. Flagstar Bank, member FDIC.
We all know the Bernstein family of lawyers. I like them and I trust them. If you're injured, call 1-800-CALL-SAM. Get the Bernstein Advantage today. Best call you'll ever make.
Today's game is brought to you by McDonald's Brewing, the official coffee of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Bears have it, second and 10. They scrimmage from the Lion 46. They lead 10-3. Matt Forte back in there at running back for Chicago. Cutler out of the gun. Forte to his left. Cutler's got it. Wants to throw. Four-man rush, has time. Sets. Throws. Incomplete. Threw it behind Brandon Marshall, who was covered by Bartell. Marshall never really even turned around that time. And it skids off the turf. It'll be third down and 10.
You know, it looks like Marshall and Cutler aren't on the same page a lot. And you know what? This is game 16.
Well, not to mention the fact they also played together in Denver. They know each other pretty well.
That's what I was saying. To me, that just shows, I think, you know, a lack of work. Because you got to be on the same page.
Third and 10 for Chicago. They scrimmage from the Lion 46. Four-man rush for Detroit. Here they come. Cutler's got it. Slips the tackle. Stands in the pocket. Throws. Got Marshall that time. Short gain, though, as he's taken down at the 45. First man in, Ron Bartell. It's a gain of one, and the Bears will have to punt it away.
The Lions generated some pressure that time by putting Ndamukong Suh out at the left defensive end and put Averill back inside, and then they loop Averill outside of Suh. So it's kind of a little line stunt. But Sue's the key guy, and he creates an opportunity for Averill to pressure Cutler out of the pocket.
Cutler that time was yelling at Roberto Garza, his center, coming off the field. Was feeling some pressure. Boy, he's got good feet. Doesn't strike you as a guy that's going to run around a lot, but he's got enough to get away from pressure. Thomas on the punt return calls for the fair catch and makes it. At the 12-yard line, that's where the Lions will take over. 9.5 to go first half. They trail by 7. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
I was on my own, self-employed without any health coverage.
There's a lot in life that you need to figure out. Thankfully, figuring out health coverage doesn't have to be one of them.
I wasn't exactly sure where to turn. Health insurance is kind of confusing. I contacted Blue Cross and they helped me out. It was actually pretty simple.
Whether you're self-employed, in between jobs, or in school, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network can help you figure out an individual health plan that's perfect for you.
Now I'm covered, my family's covered, it's all good.
The Blues give you the choice of affordable and flexible individual health plans that will fit your needs at every stage of life.
If things change for me, my coverage will too.
To talk to a Blue Cross Health Plan Advisor, just call 1-877-549-2583. Or to learn more, just go online to bcbsm.com/myblue. Individual health plans have never been easier, especially with Blue Cross. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Here's Bernstein Advantage number two, tough, smart lawyers. When you call 1-800-CALL-SAM, you get tough, smart lawyers who fight and win for their clients. These guys just don't quit. They never back down. And believe me, they know what they're doing. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number two, tough, smart lawyers. And get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Today's second quarter Michigan-made business is ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale. Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network partners and our Michigan-based, Michigan-made clients.
Lions game day will continue after this pause for station identification on the Detroit Lions Radio Network. This is Lions Radio, 97.1. The Ticket, WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
Lions have the football back, first and 10 from their own 13. Michael LeSure, the lone back. Stafford up under center. Two receivers to the left side, one to the right. Matthew takes, gives. LeSure starts right, looks for a cutback lane. Nothing there at all. And he's taken down. First man in was Julius Peppers. Had some help from Anthony Walters. See where they spot that ball. At best, he got back to the line of scrimmage. Today's Bell Tire Touchdown Contest, first half contestant, is Todd Frank from Grand Blanc.
They got a plan. Throw it to 81.
Calvin lines up to the right side in this formation. Two receivers to the left. They go pistol. Stafford out of the gun. LeSure, the deep back behind him. Stafford fakes to him. Throws, sets up a screen right side. Got it to Will Heller. Heller with good room. Across the 20 with a flag down. Gets to the 26. Now, that would be a first down if it stands. We'll wait and see. Henry Melton says it's coming back.
Holding. Number 66 offense. Half the distance to the goal. Repeat second down.
Holding called against Steven Peterman. So wipe a good gain off the books, and the Lions are going to be in trouble now.
Man, it just every time they get out of trouble, every time they make a play, they do something to hurt themselves or shoot themselves in the foot. Remember the false start by Joyke Bell? Third and six turns into third and 11. Here they get a first down, tight end screen, nice play.
You, my friend, just put together the clip notes for the 2012 season.
Yep, and it's just
one step forward, two steps back.
Wow.
Second and 17, they scrimmage from their own six. Stafford out of the gun, standing on the one. He takes inside handoff, goes to LeSure. He's tracked down from behind at the 10-yard line. Tried to stretch it to the 11. Kelvin Hayden makes the tackle for Chicago.
The thing is, you get down here like this and you're backed up, man, you've got to get first downs. You've got to move the ball a little bit and create opportunities for field position turnaround.
Well, they got the first down, but when you get the holding, it brings the first down back.
Exactly. That's what I point. It's, you know, all the things are working against you. Now you're third and 13, looking to convert a long one.
Joyke Bell in. It is, in fact, third and 13, Lions from their own 10. Stafford out of the gun, got a man to each side. Stafford's got it. Chicago stunting up front. The Lions hold him out. He wanted Calvin crossing at the 30, threw it a little behind him. And it's incomplete, and that'll bring up fourth down. The Lions are going to have to punt it away. Nick Harris comes on.
Well, I tried to go to Calvin, but the problem is the Bears have got him bracketed. What they're doing is when he runs that deep square in, which he's had some success, they're running a corner underneath it. So taking away the underneath and forcing Stafford to throw the ball high. And Calvin can't even climb the ladder to get it.
Harris takes it. About 4 yards deep, not a good punt. Hester tells everybody to stay away. It lands out of bounds. Where did it cross? That will be the question. Good news is Hester didn't get his hands on it. Bad news is Bears are going to have it at their own 47-yard line. It is 10-3, Chicago on top, 7:29 to go first half. 43-yard punt, no return. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Between frozen toes, a runny nose, and bulky clothes, it's pretty easy to know when it's time to get winter tires, and it's even easier to know just where to get them.
At Bell Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest tire price period on just the right winter tires for your ride. Our experts will help you choose the right winter tire for your vehicle and your budget so you can get where you're going in bad winter weather. And with our optional tire storage program, we'll clean and store your off-season tires in our climate-controlled warehouse so you don't have to lug them home again. Then we'll reinstall them for you when the weather changes.
Wow, a valet service for my tires. Nice. I got the lowest tire price and room in my garage to park the car. I'm beginning to like winter.
It's not your usual tire store. It's Bell Tire. Better at every turn.
Bell Tire is open late Monday and Thursday, 8 to 8. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 to 6. And Saturday, 8 to 5. For the Bell Tire near you, go to belltire.com. Let the best take the stress out of holiday shopping. Lucido Fine Jewelry on Shaner and Sterling Heights or Main Street in downtown Rochester. Lucido has the best gifts to fit any budget. Lucido's lineup includes Hearts on Fire, David Yurman, Tacori, A. Jaffe, and watches from Tag Heuer, Breitling, and more. If you're not sure what you're looking for, Lucido's expert staff can help you every step of the way. Begin your quest for the best at LucidoFineJewelry.com. You want to play with the best? Shop with the best at Lucido Fine Jewelry. Today's second quarter Michigan-made business is ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale. Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network partners and our Michigan-based, Michigan-made clients.
7:29 to go first half. The Bears lead 10-3. They've got it first and 10 from their own 47. Cutler brings him to the line, sends Jeffrey to the right, Marshall to the left. Forte, the deep back in an eye. Cutler brings his tight end Davis in motion right to left, takes the snap, gives to Forte. Forte, good room inside Lions territory, inside the 45 and down to the 42-yard line. Pickup of 11 on the play and a first down. Up back is fullback Evan Rodriguez with a nice block to help spring him.
Forte, in my judgment, is the Bears' most valuable player. Cutler, Marshall aside. This guy, when he goes, the Bears win. You can't let this guy get off.
First and 10, Chicago from the Lion 42. 6:55 to go first half. It's Forte again. Finds a cutback lane. Gets inside the 35, inside the 30, and down to the 28-yard line. DeAndre Levy and Lewis Delmas take him down, but that's 14 yards. And on each of the runs, Brandy, one for 11 and one for 14, he's not getting touched till he's 7-8 yards down the field.
Yeah, the Lions are over pursuing on the cutback. And Forte's one of the best. He's got great vision. He's not at 100% today. He's been hurt. And yet in the last two possessions, he's been really very effective.
First and 10, Chicago from the Lions 29. It's Forte again. This time he's taken down for a loss in the backfield. Vanden Bosch and Bartel are both in there at the 31.
See, now that time he tried to cut it back, but the veteran Vanden Bosch did not overrun the play. He got down the line of scrimmage with his head up, almost overran it, but with his head up, saw the cutback coming, stopped and was able to get in there and make the play.
Nice job by Bartel as well to force him back inside. Today's game brought to you by Henry Ford Health System, official hospitals of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. 5:45 to go, first half, second and 11, Chicago. Cutler takes the direct snap, throws right side, trying to set up that receiver screen to Marshall. Nothing doing. Well played by the Lions. Taken down by DeAndre Levy for a loss back at the 32-yard line.
Well, Levy saw it coming. He read the play. This play was made in the film room because he comes up. And Levy gets right out there. The safety came up, took the inside guy. Levy had the outside guy. Levy was beaten on the previous one by Bennett. He wasn't going to let it happen again. Give Levy credit. Beat me once, my fault. Beat me twice, your fault. But he didn't let it happen.
Loss of two, third and 13 for Chicago. Cutler out of the gun. Lions send four. Cutler with time over the middle. Complete, caught by Bennett. Gets down to the 25-yard line, well short of the yardage needed to pick up a first down. Got seven. And they'll send the field goal unit on with Alindo Mare.
Bears normal kicker, Robbie Gold, is on IR. And usually you don't see kickers going on IR too often, but Mare's here for the Bears now.
16th year out of Syracuse. Mare with a 43-yard field goal attempt. Good from 33 already in this game. Sends it on its way. It is up and no good. Mare pushes it to the right. So from one alum of Syracuse to another alum of Syracuse we go. Back to Matt Derry in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios for an NFL update. Diesel.
Very smooth, Dan. Second quarter in Indy. Colts lead the Texans 7-6. Remember, Houston wants home field throughout the AFC playoffs if they can get a win. But right now, touchdown pass from Andrew Luck to Kobe Fleener, the lone TD in that game. 7-6, Indianapolis in the second. Also, Giants all over Philly, 28-7. That one in the second. Back to you.
All right, Diesel, thanks.
You know, Tebow is Diesel's guy.
Joyke Bell in the game for the Lions on first and 10. From their own 33, Stafford wants to throw, does. Wanted Calvin incomplete, knocked away by Charles Tillman. Tillman's got some strong hands, man.
He does.
It's why he has led the NFL in forced fumbles since he's come into the league. He's got a way of just prying that ball loose. That time, Calvin got his hands on it, but Tillman just knocked it away and it goes incomplete.
And you know the other thing Tillman gets away with, and maybe it's Calvin, I don't know. Calvin's so big. He's able to make contact with him prior to the ball arriving, and yet he's not going to get a flag. He's just a tough defender.
Second and 10 for the Lions. Stafford will work from the gun. He's got Joyke Bell to his left. Stafford's got it. Four-man rush. Looks. Knocked away. The ball is free on the ground. Picked up by the Bears. Inside the 10 goes Julius Peppers. Knocked away by Israel Adonije, and Chicago's going to have it first and goal.
Those turnover numbers, Dan, are going to reach, get higher. Points off turnovers.
They are number one in the NFL coming in points off turnovers, and they've got a chance to add to that right here.
Man, oh, man.
Lions have already given up 3 points off a turnover today. 48 points in the last 3 weeks.
The self-inflicted wounds this Lions team have perpetrated on themselves this season have just been remarkable.
Lions Red Zone defense brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, leading Michigan to a healthier future. Here come the Bears. Cutler will work from the gun. Forte to his right. 10-3 Chicago. They're in the market for more. First and goal. Cutler's got it. Looks right. Throws right. Knocked up in the air and incomplete. Wanted Marshall inside the two. Chris Houston got a hand in there. And it'll be second and goal from the 10.
Again, running a slant cut where Marshall gets position on Houston, and that's another catchable ball that Cutler puts on the numbers, and Marshall just drops it.
Second and goal from the 10. Eye formation behind Cutler this time. Deep back Forte. Davis in motion right to left. Cutler gives to Forte. Left side. Trying to turn the corner at the 10. Down to the 5. And taken out of bounds the 4-yard line by Ron Bartel. Kellen Davis, the former Spartan, with a nice block. It'll be third and goal from the 4 for the Bears. Remember, Chicago needs to win this game to keep their playoff hopes alive, and they need help. They will be rooting for the Packers in the upcoming game as they take on the Vikings. Bears 2 of 6 on third down. It is third and goal from the Lion 4. Cutler digs in. Takes the direct snap. Three-step drop. Looks right. Pressure throws. Incomplete. Wanted Marshall down at the 1 with a flag down. Don Carey in coverage. And they may get Carey on the penalty, which would result in the first and goal.
Pass interference. Number 32 defense. Ball will be placed at the spot of the foul. First down.
He hit him before the ball got there and while the ball was in the air. So the Lions look like they had a stop on third down. Instead, Chicago can reload first and goal from the 1. Offset eye, power left. Cutler up under center. Forte the deep back. Cutler takes, gives. Forte, end zone touchdown. Turnovers kill you, man. Mistakes kill you.
Turnovers and interference calls. In the end zone at the 1-yard line where you give the Bears 2 chances in the red zone to get in and a free first down at the 1, guess what? That's not going to be a good outcome.
How you lose seven games in a row. In this league, teams are good enough. You can't give them extra chances. You can't give them short fields. That's what the Lions have done. Mare with the extra points up and good. It's now 17-3. Bears on top. They have 10 points off turnovers. Brady, think about this.
Okay.
3 weeks, and we're not even through the second quarter of game number three. The Lions have given up 55 points off of turnovers. Just as a point of reference, in those 3 weeks, the Lions have scored 28 and 3. They've scored 31. They've given up 55 off turnovers. Kind of hard to win that way.
While you're at home and you're cogitating over that one, what? I want to talk to the moms and dads and some of the young aspiring football players out there. The Detroit Lions quarterback wide receiver academy returns to Ford Field now. Get this date, Monday, February 18th. Participants ages 8 to 14 will receive quality detailed football instruction, a Lions t-shirt, lunch, and more. Visit DetroitLions.com/youthfootball or call 313-262-2248 to register. That's 313-262-2248 or visit DetroitLions.com/youthfootball. That's the Detroit Lions Quarterback Wide Receiver Academy on February 18th. So moms, dads, and young aspiring football players, get on that.
Olindo Mare with the kickoff. This will drive Joyke Bell backwards, and he'll just let it fly over his head and out of the back of the end zone. Lions live at first and 10 from their own 20-yard line. They're now down 14, 17-3 for the Chicago Bears. Lions have all three timeouts and 3:26 on the clock.
Something's got to light a fire under this team, and offensively or defensively, it's a big play. It's something. Because they just, you know, they seem to, when they get some momentum going, they find a way to blow it and to hurt themselves. And you just can't win doing that. Yeah, that's the whole story of this team.
Stafford out of the gun gives to Joyke Bell. He gets out to the 25-yard line, gaining 5 on the play. Be second and 5 coming up. Clock moving down to 3:15 to go.
It's almost like you look at them and you look at their body language. It's almost like they feel fate isn't with them. And whatever they do, if it's good, something bad's going to happen soon after that.
Winning breeds confidence. Losing makes you question what you're doing.
And you got to fight through it. You got to really battle through that.
Second and 5. Stafford with a blitz coming. Sets and throws. That's going to be picked off. It is intercepted by the Bears at midfield. Tim Jennings to the right sideline. 30, Jennings, 25, finally taken down by Chris Durham at the 23-yard line. 2:38 to go. Another turnover by the Lions. 33-yard return.
And you had an unblocked guy coming into the face of Matthew Stafford. Forced him to throw it early, intended it looked like for Scheffler. He overthrew it right to a corner, waiting for the interception.
Just can't survive in this league when you're giving up the ball.
Dan, you can't survive in any league. You could be playing Pop Warner. And if you play Pop Warner, you turn it over as often as the Lions have. You know what? You're not going to win those games either.
That is the third time today that the Bears will start a drive inside the Lion 25. They're good enough. You don't need to give them that help. Cutler wants to throw on first down. Does right side. Wants Marshall. That's going to be incomplete. Overthrows Marshall, who was well covered by Chris Houston on the play. It'll be second and 10. So, Mike, we got 3 turnovers for the Lions, none for the Bears, correct? So if you look at the season numbers, Chicago now at plus 19, the Lions at minus 15. Let that sink in for a moment. The Bears have taken it away 19 more times than they've given it up. The Lions have given it away 15 more times than they've taken it away. Those are opportunities. Opportunities equate to victories. Khalil Bell gets the call. Picks up one down to the 21. Steven Tulloch takes him down there.
Good, solid play there by Tulloch. That's how you play middle linebacker. You come shoulders parallel to the line of scrimmage, and you see the hole, and you come up, and you meet the ball carrier at the line of scrimmage and wrap him up.
It is 3rd and 9 for the Bears. They do not have to run another play. They'll let it go down to the 2-minute warning. Why not? Leading 17-3. They're in control of things right now. And remember, they will get the ball to start the second half as well. 17-3, that's our score. Bears on top. Two-minute warning brought to you by Crown Royal. Celebrate football's biggest moments with Crown Royal. Please drink responsibly. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Ever notice there are two kinds of guys on a job site? You got the guys who talk about work, and you got the guys who own it. The talkers are leaning on their shovels asking how long until lunch. The guys who own the work are driving Ford Super Duty, the most capable pickup in America. See, running your mouth doesn't get the job done. Having the most towing, the most payload, and the best fuel economy does. Which is why Super Duty is the truck the guys who do the hardest work depend on. It's number one in construction, ranching, farming, mining, landscaping, forestry, you name it. So put up or shut up, baby. This is the new 2013 Ford Super Duty, built Ford tough.
Best-in-class maximum payload, towing GVWR and GCWR when properly equipped. Fuel economy based on Ford Drive Cycle Test of comparably equipped 2011 and 2012 Ford and competitive models. Classes full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds, GVWR versus 2012 and 13 competitors. Percentage based on Polk U.S. heavy-duty pickup and Class 2 to 5 conventional chassis cab combined with registrations January 2011 through June 2012.
I travel a couple times a week for business. My coworkers often ask me, how do you stay so relaxed and worry-free when you travel? I tell them it all starts with parking my car at U.S. Park on Middlebelt Road. There's something to be said for being worry-free, you know, like a good home security system or a reliable car or your favorite restaurant. Well, U.S. Park is my worry-free parking when I travel in and out of Metro Airport. It makes the rest of my travel so much easier, and for $8 a day, it makes for a worry-free budget as well.
U.S. Park on Middlebelt Road. Click on us-park.com to get your $8 day coupon. It takes a Michigan bank to understand what you, the hometown fans, need. Visit flagstar.com to see what a thriving Michigan bank can do for you. Member FDIC.
So the Bears will look at a 3rd and 9 here from the Lion 22 with 2 minutes to go in the first half. They lead it 17-3. Lions have given up 10 points off turnovers today. Bears, whatever they tack on here, if they tack anything on, would add to that number. Good crowd on hand, sellout crowd here at Ford Field. A lot of Bears fans here, but that normally happens whenever they play Chicago. Bears break the huddle. They send Marshall and Bennett to the right side. Jeffrey to the left. Cutler out of the gun. Forte to his right. 3rd and 9, Chicago from the Lion 22. Lions show 4 down linemen. Blitz look as well. Here they come. They're bringing the house. Cutler, straight drop, got time. Throws left side once. Jeffrey, back shoulder throw, goes up. Incomplete. Got his hands on it, but could not hang on as he was also being taken down by Ron Bartel. That'll bring up 4th down, and Orlando Mare will come on.
Well, I got to tell you, give Bartel some credit there. I mean, that ball was in Jeffrey's hands, and he kept fighting with him. And fighting with him until he was able to knock it free as Jeffrey went down, and it might very well have been a touchdown if he holds on.
Mare for the field goal attempt from 40 yards. Been good from 33. 43 was wide right. Trying to extend the Chicago lead. Snap, spot, kick on the way. It is up and it's good. And it is now Chicago 20. And the Lions 3 with 1:49 to go in the half. The Lions still with all 3 timeouts remaining. Let's swing it back to Matt Derry in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios for an NFL update. Diesel.
All right, Dan and Jim. Colts 14, Texans 6. 2-minute warning, 2nd quarter in Indy. Colts have added a Vic Ballard touchdown run. Again, Houston playing for home field throughout the AFC playoffs. Right now down 8 in Indianapolis. And I want to correct myself. Earlier I said Mark Sanchez with Jim Brandstetter's guy. No, Jim Brandstetter's guy is Connor Cook. From the 1-800-CALL-SAM studio, send it back to you.
He's Mark D'Antonio's guy.
He should be.
There's going to be a lot of Spartan fans guy after what they saw last night.
Exactly.
After a trying season, you see a quarterback that gives you a sign of life. Fans have a way of latching onto that real quick.
That game goes to prove something, Dan. Fundamentally in football, the kicking game and defense can win football games. Because that was not a great offensive performance. Michigan State won the football game. Because of their kicking game and their defense.
The fundamentals have been a problem here with the Lions today, starting with ball security.
I've got my own issues with another Connor coming up on New Year's Day, Connor Shaw from South Carolina.
Brandy getting set for the Outback Bowl as Michigan will take on South Carolina. Right here, Lions down 17. Joyc Bell takes the kickoff, 2 yards deep, takes a knee. Lions will take the touchback and take over, first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Lions trying to mix things up in the return game today. Joyc Bell has coughed it up once on a fumble on a return. Stafford brings the offense to the line. 1:49 to go in the half. Lions trail 20-3. Stafford looking out over that Chicago defense. The Lions do not have much to show at all from their offense in the first half. Stafford's got the football. Look out, pressure coming. Stafford dumps it off. Got it complete. LeSure with it. Right sideline 20, 25. And LeSure runs out of bounds. The 29, a yard shy of the first down. Got 9 yards, but credit Michael. There was a lot of traffic he had to get through to make that into a plus play.
He's made quite a few guys miss today. They've done a good job there, but when you do that, that means you're not getting blocks downfield. Like to see him have more room and not as much dancing.
1:41, clock stops. LeSure got out of bounds. It'll start on the snap, and here come the Lions. Stafford out of the gun, 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Chicago shows 4 down linemen. They bring 4. Stafford fakes the handoff, steps up in the pocket, throws underneath, incomplete off the hands of LeSure.
Michael's got to be ready for that. He didn't even look like he wanted to catch it. You've got to, as a receiver, always, even if you're the third guy, the check down guy, believe the ball's coming to you and be ready for it. He wasn't even ready.
Well, that puts the Lions in a situation where they need to extend this drive. Call it a critical third down, brought to you by Three Dimensional Services Group, the unbelievable prototyping company. 3rd and 1 for the Lions. From their own 29, 1:37 to go. Stafford up under center. LeSure the lone back. Stafford turns, gives to LeSure. He's going to try to run for it. I don't think he got it. They're very close. It will depend on the spot, and he may get a generous spot here out to the 30-yard line. Anthony Walters with the hit and drove him backwards, and in fact, they'll call that a first down, and the Lions will take a timeout to stop the clock with 1:24 to go in the half.
Yeah, as long as they gave him the 30, that ball's touching the 30, it's a first down, so they're going to use the timeout now and go back and regroup.
So the Lions extend the drive, pick up an extra set of downs. Now they have 1:24 to go and 2 timeouts remaining, trailing 20-3 to Chicago.
Hey, while they're getting ready for this play, this is our last game this season. I want to say thank you to Dan Miller. What an outstanding job you've done this season. To our whole crew, Al Rosenberg, Mike Bratta, Joey Abramson, Tony Ortiz down on the sideline, all the guys back at the studio, including Matt Derry, the Diesel, who has joined us for the first year. Thanks, guys, for the great season that you've given me, at least, the opportunity to have fun and work Lions football. It's been a great, great joy.
Here come the Lions now, 1st and 10. From their own 30-yard line, Stafford takes the shotgun snap. Straight drop, sets, throws over the middle, got a complete to Bell. Bell, middle of the field to the 40-yard line. Got the first down. Clock moving, though, down to 1:15 to go. Lions have 2 timeouts left. They will not use one here. Stafford will take them straight to the line. Tackle a moment ago by Lance Briggs. Lions will snap it with 1:02 to go in the half. Stafford's got it. Throws, got it complete. Caught by Pettigrew. Pettigrew across the 45 to the 46-yard line, and the Lions will take a timeout with 56 seconds to go. That'll go down as a 6-yard gain. It'll be 2nd and 4. To your point, Brandy, number one, always enjoy working with you. Want to thank our guys back in the studios, executive producer Tom Milliken, network coordinator Chuck Keller, network assistant Josh Hollop, and, of course, Matt Derry, who's been a terrific addition this year, working the scores,
T-Bow's
pregame,
guy.
Things
guy.
Like that. So, and thanks to the people out there for making us a part of your Sunday
absolutely.
Afternoons and Saturday nights and Thursday afternoons and Monday nights.
Yeah, the folks who are Detroit Lion fans, we wouldn't have jobs without you. And to follow this football team and be as passionate as you are, we really appreciate it.
Second down and 4. Lions scrimmage from their own 46. Stafford takes, pumps once, now in trouble, now just kind of flicks it out, got it complete. And Michael LeSure just fell down. Excuse me, Joyc Bell just fell down. Caught the ball at the 50, turned with some room to run, and he just fell down. There is a timeout on the field. Stops the clock with 50 seconds to go. I mean, he caught the ball, turned to try to run, and he just fell down at the Chicago 46. He had one man to beat out there. It was DJ Moore. Had he beaten him, maybe he picks up an extra 10 yards. But like you need to stay on your feet.
Looked like Joyke's mind was working faster than his feet.
He got the first down, down to the Chicago 45, but there's more out there.
He saw so much space that his feet didn't catch up with his mind, and he just ran out from under his feet, and he just fell down.
First and 10 Lions from the Chicago 45.
That's an apt description.
LeSure back in the game for Detroit. 50 seconds to go. They've got one timeout left. They trail 20-3. Stafford takes the shotgun snap. Blitz comes. Stafford in trouble. Rolling to his right. Sets and throws incomplete. Had a man wide open at the 30-yard line, Calvin Johnson. You don't see Calvin that wide open very often. And that time, Stafford needs to make a better throw.
And the only reason Calvin's that wide open is because Stafford's able to bail out of the pocket and buy some time. He's getting pressure from around behind him, gets himself out of the pocket, and Calvin found a hole wide open, and they couldn't connect.
Second and 10 from the Bear 45. 44 seconds to go in the half. Stafford sends two receivers right, one to the left. He operates from the gun. He's got it. Again, the blitz comes. Stafford throws, complete, caught by Scheffler. Runs out of bounds to the 38-yard line. Got seven on the play. It'll bring up third and three with 39 seconds to go. Lions have that one timeout remaining, so they can use the entire field. I mean, down 20-3, you'd really like the end zone here. But you want to come away with something.
You're almost at a point where you almost have to have it. You know, I mean, you aren't really there yet, but, man, you're almost there.
Third and three for the Lions from the Bear 38. Stafford takes the snap with time, throws over the middle, complete, caught by LeSure. LeSure inside the 30 and down to the 25-yard line, and the Lions are going to try to go up and clock the football. They're going to try to save that timeout. Stafford gets everybody set, clock to 25. Now he leans in, takes, and stops the clock with 21 seconds to go. Lions are, in fact, out of timeouts. They burned that final one when LeSure fell a moment ago. So they are out of timeouts, 21 seconds to go. And by the way, Stafford on that throw to Tony Scheffler a moment ago broke his franchise record for most completions in a season that he had set last year with 421. So he's got the NFL record for most attempts and now a franchise record for most completions. Here they come. Second down and 10. Stafford out of the gun. Two receivers left, one right. Matthews got it. With time in the pocket, throws middle of the field, knocked away, incomplete. Well, knocked down at the line of scrimmage.
He was going to Calvin, and Calvin was triple covered. I mean, what they're doing is the Bears are taking a linebacker, and he's lining up on the line of scrimmage. Then they're backing him up right into Calvin. They're just running with him to the inside. He's bracketed on inside and then deep. Just there's no room, so it's got to be somebody else, I think. The Bears are in that mode that most teams have because we're not going to let 81 beat us.
Julius Peppers got the deflection on that ball a moment ago. So the Lions reload. Third down and 10 now from the Chicago 25. 17 seconds to go in the half. Stafford's got it. Straight trap, looks left, throws left, got a man, caught, touchdown, Detroit Lions, Chris Durham. Bulldog to bulldog, and the Lions are in the end zone for the first time today.
That's a great play by Stafford because he looks right when he comes back. He looks to the right, and at the last second, turns back left and throws to his spot, and Durham had beaten his corner on a straight fly route with speed. And that ball was perfectly thrown, and the Lions do get in the end zone. That's a huge play in this football game.
12 seconds to go in the half, and the Lions have drawn closer. Hanson on for the extra point. 12 plays, 80 yards on the drive. The connection, 25 yards. Stafford to Durham. Extra point is up and good. They played together at Georgia. They roomed together here in Detroit. And now they team up on a touchdown pass. First touchdown for Durham.
That look to the right by Stafford held Anthony Walters in the middle of the field long enough so that he could pop that ball to a spot and catch Durham beating the corner. That's a nice look off by Stafford, holding the safety in the center of the field.
Been a while, too. Last time Stafford had thrown a touchdown pass, second quarter at Green Bay, a three-yarder to Tony Scheffler. That was 3 weeks ago.
Well, in this game, the way it's gone, the Lions being down 10 instead of 17, going in at half, that's a big, big score there. Because you're right, Dan, if they'd have gotten three and made it a 20-6 game, I think the Bears still have momentum. But 20-10 makes it a little bit of a different crawl out of the hole, if you will, for the Lions.
And I think one of the things that has stuck out about this year, and granted, they're undermanned now with all the receivers they have, but just too many droughts offensively. For a team that has the weapons they have when they're at full strength, just too many droughts, too many periods where they go without scoring touchdowns. Got to be careful here. Devin Hester back to take the kickoff. Hansen just going to pop it up. Little mortar kick, they call it, down to the 20-yard line, taken by Kyle Adams. Adams sidesteps the tackler at the 30 and gets out to the 35, and with 7 seconds to go, Bears will have it there, and you would figure that Jay Cutler will take a knee, and they'll be more than happy to go to the locker room with a 10-point lead, and knowing they will also get the kickoff to start the second half. Little buzz in the stadium after the Lions finally find their way into the end zone. They send two receivers left and one to the right. Forte the lone back. Cutler takes, gives to Forte, running right and running right into that Lion defensive line led by Cliff Averill, who takes him down, and that'll be the final play of the first half. Bears lead it 20-10 over the Lions as they head to the locker room. We will head back to our 1-800-CALL-SAM studios and check in with Matt Derry, find out what's going on around the rest of the NFL, get you some numbers from the first 30 minutes of this one as well. It's the Bears leading by 10. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like, is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and EPA, estimated 16 city, 22 Iowa miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds. GVWR non-hybrid versus comparable competitive engines. EcoBoost versus 2013 GM 5.3 liter, Ram and Toyota 5.7 liter, and Nissan 5.6 liter V8 engines. Don't drink and drive.
My 6-year-old doesn't like it, but if he's riding his bike, he's putting his helmet on.
You do everything you can to protect your kids, to keep them safe, to keep them secure.
When he was a baby, I hung baby gates, put in cabinet locks, outlet covers. He got into everything.
And that's why it's no surprise that more parents in Michigan carry a card from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network. It's protection that's always with you.
With Blue Cross, I know I'll get the best possible care for my family whenever we need it.
Get access to high-quality care through the largest network of doctors and hospitals in Michigan, plus health plan choices that are flexible for coverage that changes when life changes.
Now that we have Blue Cross, health coverage is the last thing on my mind.
A card from the Blues. More people carry it, more doctors and hospitals accept it, and more moms and dads prefer it. It's coverage that's simply amazing. To learn more, go to bcbsm.com. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Buddy's Pizza invites you to book your holiday party now. Buddy's offers salad, pasta, and veggie party trays and specially priced dine-in party packages. Buddy's, a Detroit tradition for over 66 years.
Lions game day continues now on the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Brought to you by Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. And by the Sam Bernstein Law Firm. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM.
From the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios, here's Matt Derry.
Up and down first half for the Lions, certainly. They trail the Bears, though, 20-10. First half highlights in this home game brought to you by Xfinity Home from Comcast. Helps you stay connected to your home and family anytime, anywhere. Lions looked like they were going to get some breaks today. Chicago driving early and moving into the Detroit red zone first quarter before Jay Cutler fumbled. Matt Forte, though, recovered but out of field goal range. Lions got the football back after a punt, drove down the field, and took a 3-0 lead on a Jason Hansen 44-yard field goal. But Chicago answers, though, and they do it with a quick strike.
First and 10 Bears from their own 40. Out of the gun, Cutler, quick throw left side. Got it complete. It is caught by Earl Bennett. Left sideline, he's going to go. Bennett, 30, 25-20, 15-10, 5 end zone touchdown. A little swing pass out of the backfield. Ends up going 60 yards for a touchdown.
Same play that the Falcons used last week. PAT good by Mare, 7-3 Chicago. Bears get it right back. Joick Bell returning kicks today. Fumbles. Chicago recovers. Mare a 33-yard field goal. End of one. Chicago at a 7-point lead over the Lions, 10-3. Second quarter, Lions with turnover issues again. Matthew Stafford sacked. Fumbles. Recovered by Julius Peppers at the Detroit 10. Lions thought they had Chicago stopped, but Don Carey called for pass interference on Brandon Marshall. So first and goal, Bears, and they run the football.
Offset eye, power left. Cutler up under center. Forte the deep back. Cutler takes, gives, Forte, end zone touchdown.
Dan Miller with a call, 17-3, Chicago. The Bears weren't done. Stafford intercepted again, this time on an overthrow by Tim Jennings. Mare tacks on a field goal from 40 yards out. It was 20-3, Chicago. Lions, though, do not lay down. Stafford hits his backs out of the backfield to move the chains. A 12-play, 80-yard drive resulting in this.
Stafford's got it. Straight draft. Looks left, throws left, got a man, caught, touchdown, Detroit Lions, Chris Durham. Bulldog to bulldog, and the Lions are in the end zone for the first time today.
Really nice throw down the left sideline by Matthew, 20-10. Lions cut into that Bear lead, and that's where we are here at the half with Chicago leading by 10. We'll take you around the NFL next on the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Our lowest offer of the year is ending soon. Right now, for a limited time only, you can get Xfinity TV, only from Comcast, for just $10 a month for 12 months. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Get local programming and the most popular channels. Watch hit shows like The Biggest Loser, Revenge, and live sports, all with crystal clear picture and sound. Call 1-800-XFINITY and get TV starting at just $10 a month for a whole year. Or ask about our other TV packages and get access to on-demand, on TV, and streaming online. Start an on-demand show in one room and finish it in another. Plus, Xfinity offers tons of HD movies and shows and premium channels like HBO and Showtime. So don't wait. Get Xfinity TV starting at just $10 a month for 12 months. But hurry, this offer ends December 31st. Make tomorrow awesome and switch today. Call 1-800-XFINITY now and don't miss out on this great offer. Offer ends 12/31/12. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to limited basic TV service for new residential customers. Call for details.
I was on my own, self-employed without any health coverage.
There's a lot in life that you need to figure out. Thankfully, figuring out health coverage doesn't have to be one of them.
I wasn't exactly sure where to turn. Health insurance is kind of confusing. I contacted Blue Cross and they helped me out. It was actually pretty simple.
Whether you're self-employed, in between jobs, or in school, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network can help you figure out an individual health plan that's perfect for you.
Now I'm covered, my family's covered, it's all good.
The Blues give you the choice of affordable and flexible individual health plans that will fit your needs at every stage of life.
If things change for me, my coverage will too.
To talk to a Blue Cross health plan advisor, just call 1-877-549-2583. Or to learn more, just go online to bcbsm.com/myblue. Individual health plans have never been easier, especially with Blue Cross. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Buddy's Pizza invites you to give the gift of square taste with Buddy's gift cards. Purchase $25 in gift cards and receive a free 4-square cheese pizza with one topping. Visit buddyspizza.com and order today.
Back in the 1-800-CALL Sam Studios, Matt Derry with you. Halftime at Ford Field. Bears lead the Lions 20-10. There are some 1 o'clock games with meaning today. A lot of 4 o'clockers with big-time meaning, but in New York today, the Giants need a victory against the Eagles and some help to get back into the postseason. Eli's rolling.
Manning drops straight back to throw.
Has time. Deep ball down the left sideline. And the pass is caught by Randall. And he falls into the end zone for a touchdown. He beat Nnamdi Asamoah and Randall with his second touchdown catch of the game.
Bob Papa on the WFAN Giants Radio Network. Halftime, New York 35, the Eagles 7. Eli Manning, four touchdown passes, two of those to Reuben Randall. So Houston needs to win today to get to the home field in the AFC playoffs. Texans, though, trailing in Indianapolis today 14-6. That one at the half. Andrew Luck, a touchdown pass. Vic Ballard, a touchdown run for the Colts. Third quarter in Atlanta. Buccaneers 13, Falcons 3. Mark Sanchez has thrown a pick six today for the Jets. Bills up 14-9 on the Jets in the third. Halftime, Ravens and Bengals tied at 7. At the break, Tennessee leads Jacksonville 21-14. Halftime, Saints 17, Panthers 13. And the Browns and Steelers tied at 10. That one in the third in Pittsburgh. Lions down 10 at the half to the Bears. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. When your battery loses its power, you lose your ability to get out, get around, and get things done. When it's time to replace your battery, trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the Super Start battery that's an exact fit for your vehicle. Whether it's a reliable economy, hard-working premium, or powerful extreme, O'Reilly Auto Parts has the Super Start battery you need at a guaranteed low price. Don't let a dead battery slow you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today for a reliable, hard-working Super Start battery you can count on. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
O'Reilly. Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts. 1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Here's Bernstein Advantage number two, tough, smart lawyers. When you call 1-800-CALL-SAM, you get tough, smart lawyers who fight and win for their clients. These guys just don't quit. They never back down. And believe me, they know what they're doing. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number two, tough, smart lawyers, and get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM.
You do everything you can to protect your kids and family, including carrying a card from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network. To learn more, go to bcbsm.com.
Matt Derry back in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios. Bears 20, Lions 10. As Chicago has 155 yards and a touchdown pass from Jay Cutler. Our look ahead of the second half brought to you by Pink Lemonade 5-Hour Energy. From now through tomorrow, benefiting the Avon Foundation for Women Breast Cancer Crusade. Look ahead to the second half. Pretty easy for the Lions. Holding on to the football. Three turnovers today, two fumbles lost, and an interception thrown by Matthew Stafford. Lions got to take care of the ball like they did on their last drive. They'll get back into this game down 20-10. To the Bears. We will send it back to Dan Miller, Jim Brandstatter, and Tony Ortiz after this on the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
A message from one of the co-founders of ADAM, the American Divorce Association for Men.
Gentlemen, going through a divorce is tough and even more difficult when your rights are not being protected. Do you know why it may not be a good idea to move out of the house, or that it may matter who files first, or how child custody, support, and property division are decided? ADAM specializes in representing men in divorce. Call us and let us explain the law, how it applies to your situation, and what should be done to protect you. Call ADAM at 248-356-ADAM. That's 248-356-2326, or on the web at ADAMDivorceLaw.com.
Let the best take the stress out of holiday shopping. Lucido Fine Jewelry on Shaner and Sterling Heights or Main Street in downtown Rochester. Lucido has the best gifts to fit any budget. Lucido's lineup includes Hearts on Fire, David Yurman, Tacori, A. Joffe, and watches from Tag Heuer, Breitling, and more. If you're not sure what you're looking for, Lucido's expert staff can help you every step of the way. Begin your quest for the best at LucidoFineJewelry.com. You want to play with the best? Shop with the best at Lucido Fine Jewelry.
I travel a couple times a week for business. My coworkers often ask me, how do you stay so relaxed and worry-free when you travel? I tell them it all starts with parking my car at U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. There's something to be said for being worry-free, you know, like a good home security system or a reliable car or your favorite restaurant. Well, U.S. Park is my worry-free parking when I travel in and out of Metro Airport. It makes the rest of my travel so much easier, and for $8 a day, it makes for a worry-free budget as well.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. Click on us-park.com to get your $8 day coupon.
drive-through McDonald's today and grab a small premium roast coffee for just $1 all day, every day. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
Matt Derry in the 1-800 Call Sam Studios. Halftime, Lions trying to spoil the Bears party. Chicago gets a win, and they hope for a Vikings loss to Green Bay later today. They go to the playoffs. Right now, Bears 20, Lions 10. We send it back to Ford Field. Dan Miller, Jim Brandstatter, and Tony Ortiz. Guys?
All right, Deese, thanks. Got some work to do if the Lions want to spoil that party. They are trailing 20-10 as we start the second half. By the way, Matthew Stafford in that first half for the Lions. 13 out of 24, 148 yards, an interception. The Lions with three turnovers that resulted in 13 points for Chicago. So you got that 20 hanging up there, and 13 of those came courtesy of Lion giveaways. Stafford, by the way, moved into second place on the Lions' all-time career passing yardage list, passing Scott Mitchell, now trailing only Bobby Lane. Lane has 15,710 as of now. Matthew Stafford has 12,683. Michael LeSure, 11 carries for 33 yards. Calvin Johnson, 2 catches for 23 yards. So he is 85 short of 2,000 on the season.